BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily for Wednesday. Coming up, Real or No Real featuring Sarah Cox. More people in your phone that you can't remember meeting. The Radio 1 DJ meltdown that occurred when we couldn't say big or weekend yesterday. And I've just discovered how-to videos on the internet. So I've made my own one. Enjoy!
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
As we were discussing yesterday on the show, I know they've been around for a while, apparently, but I've just discovered them. The how-to videos on the internet. They're really useful, aren't they?
Well, there's one for everything.
Literally everything. I didn't know this. I've never used them before until the other day. I was struggling lighting my gas barbecue. Couldn't do it. The ignition wasn't working. So I just thought, I will put into the search engine, how to light a gas barbecue. And imagine my surprise when this American dude turns up and is like, just simply find the hole on the side.
Mm.
Within a few minutes, I had my match in there and the barbecue was good. I was about to give up.
But there's clearly a demand. Like, I saw a video on how to do, like, a nice cheese sandwich.
There's loads.
Gotcha. And it's had something like 300,000 views.
Yeah, because you will be in that situation. It's like, oh, do I ring my mum or do I just look it up on the internet? And it's kind of easier to look it up. Then we found one about how to kiss passionately. Everything is on there about every subject.
Step 4. The lips. It's best to start off simply. When it feels right, tilt your head slightly to one side to avoid clashing noses. Lean in and press your lips onto your partner's lips, softly, so you don't bump teeth. If you do bump teeth accidentally, just carry on kissing.
Yeah, I've done that. How to kiss passionately, that's on there. And I've now done my own one, inspired by watching a lot of these over the past 24 hours.
Right.
It's something that I do a lot, and from what I can see on the internet, no one's done a video for it yet.
Okay.
And they've done most things. They've covered most subjects. Mine is... how to massage an avocado.
Do you think people need a how-to guide with this?
Yes, and I'll tell you for why. Because, actually, when you buy an avocado in the shop, they're often not ripe. Avocado is a big part of my diet right now. Try and find a ripe one in the shop. Doesn't happen very often. But if you just simply massage them with your hands, within a few minutes, they become good enough to eat and soft enough. No one wants a hard avocado. You've seen me do it here, right?
I've seen you massaging your avocados.
You thought it was a stress ball.
I did, actually, yeah.
Because I couldn't say big or weekend yesterday. You thought I was just kind of like holding some kind of stress ball. That was me massaging my avocado.
Right.
That's what it was.
And so what have you done? Created a nice, helpful video?
So I've done you a how to massage an avocado video. If you ever do get a bit of a hard one, you want to eat it and you want to make it softer.
Do we think there's going to be a demand for this on the internet?
Yes.
Probably.
Yes, I do.
And you're right, there isn't actually, I'm just looking now.
It's not
actually,
been covered already.
There's not, there's ways to pick an avocado. You know, there's avocado face masks.
Not massaging.
Like nothing about massaging the avocado.
Well, to be honest, I don't actually know whether it's fact this or whether it's just from my mind. But it works. It does work, definitely. But I can't remember who told me, but it definitely makes them softer.
Okay, are you going to share this video with us soon?
I'm going to put it up in a minute, yeah. William's been on. He's the head of a lower school in Abu Dhabi, and they're listening now online. They're listening in class. Hello, wow. Abu Dhabi. They're revising for an exam. They have used a YouTube video, how to learn to windsurf. That's one of the basic ones. That's good.
Okay.
How to make porridge. Samuel's made that one. That's actually quite a good one. Use that quite a lot because you kind of forget sometimes how to make porridge. You can just watch it again. It's
these
really
videos
good.
Are great for you, I'm realizing here.
For people like me who don't know what they're doing generally in life, they really help me.
Because you're really trying. I don't know what's changed about you lately, but you're really trying to do more, I've noticed.
Mm.
Like you painting a wall the other day. You
I know, that's a big step.
I know.
But I am trying to do more and they are really helping me. If anyone else has got any good how to. Suggestions, good videos that I can watch and how to do stuff, let us know. The kissing passionately one is good.
Yeah, and also, you know how you only ever do chicken in a bag? You know how to do that now, so that's all you do. These videos are going to be great. I mean, this is going to broaden your cookery skills.
They've got cookery ones as well.
Yeah, it's all on.
Oh, wow. This has changed my life, seriously.
Can I just say as well, this video of you massaging an avocado is amazing.
Is it good?
For a number of different reasons. It's on Radio 1 Twitter right now.
For what reasons, please?
And the Radio 1 Facebook.
Oh, God.
Because it's you talking about massaging an avocado.
I know, there I am doing it. Wow, I'm watching it now.
So a good how-to guide there, yeah, if anyone needs it.
If you do have a hard avocado and you want to eat it, watch my video now. Where do we go for that? Radio 1 Facebook.
Radio 1 Facebook, Radio 1 Twitter.
And Twitter, right. Get involved with that, because you might be having an avocado for lunch and thinking, well, how am I going to eat this? It's too hard. Not any longer. These how-to basic videos on YouTube are fantastic. So good.
Yeah.
It's changed my life and a lot of our listeners' lives. Like Danny, she's used a how-to video on how to put a new mirror on her car. Same with her stereo and door speakers, all through these. Someone has just done the how to turn your oven on. That's Abby.
Serious?
That's the kind of thing that I would need.
I'm just on how to iron a shirt.
Also useful, though. And stops you looking like an idiot because you can't do it. Hi, Ellie.
Hey, Scott.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Burnley, Lancashire.
How can I help?
Well, basically, I have just decided to have an avocado as part of my lunch. And it wasn't very ripe, so I did have to massage it. And then when you mentioned it today, I just thought it was a very strange coincidence. So I thought,
so did you massage your avocado before I mentioned it?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So I was like,
that's weird.
Oh my God, this is really weird.
Have you watched my how-to video yet?
No, I was just going to go and do it then.
Honestly, do it. But
it
also, it is useful, but I used one that was too ripe. So it split.
Yeah, all right, I'll have to watch it. But mine was, like, kind of on the edge, but I thought, no, I can't cut into this, so it has to be done.
Yeah, just a 5 minutes.
I think a lot of people need to be made aware of this.
Well, they are now. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter and Radio 1 Facebook. Here's the moment where my avocado actually bursts.
Just massage, like so. Rubbish. Obviously, this one's a bit riper than what I'm used to.
I really hope people are finding that useful.
I like that you carry on there, even though you're like, oh, rubbish.
Thanks, Ellie. Love you, bye.
No problem. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
So for the last 2 weeks since my flatmate moved out...
She's taken him.
It's fine.
Got I wasn't sure whether to say it or not.
No, it's got to go at some point, you know, yeah. Get a girlfriend, move in with her, fine.
Fiancé now.
Sorry, but beg your pardon, fiancé. Yeah, so... 2 weeks, I've been living off chicken in a bag.
Yep.
Every night. But tonight is different.
Is it treat night?
It's the night, the first night in 2 weeks, that he comes round to cook my dinner.
Oh, really?
Yep, it's in the contract. It's happening every 2 weeks.
You have a contract.
I've made him sign something that makes him say that he has to come round, like the old days, and cook for me. So tonight, it's no chicken in a bag, everyone. I'm having something else.
Yes.
Really excited about it. Don't know what it's going to be.
Might be chicken in a bag.
I hope not. I doubt it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're enjoying the air of normality that is on the radio station today compared to yesterday. To win tickets for Radio 1's big weekend, none of the daytime DJs were allowed to say the words big or weekend. And every time we did, a klaxon went off and you could call up. It was really hard because obviously we've only had 10 pairs of tickets to give away. So I was really, 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 as the other DJs were, trying hard not to say it.
Yeah.
I've got a little montage here, which I want to play you, which kind of very much sums up the stress of yesterday. If you turned on the radio for the first time, you literally just switched on. You were like, what is going on if you heard this lot? Listen to this.
Do you have to do it as precise every time? How does it work when you're filming such big scenes?
It's not one take wonders. That's the thing.
Oh. I just said it.
You just said what?
I just said it.
How could you do that?
I don't know.
I can't believe... I'm so annoyed. Right at the end. Oh!
Play it. Feel free to sing it along in the studio. I think that the big man's...
Oh, Nick!
Oh, not again.
the weekend.
Hang on. Whoa.
Oh, no!
Yes!
No! Yeah, you tricked me.
It didn't work like that.
For that big festival thing.
Oh, Nick, are you serious? Are you actually...
The big man is...
Oh, no! Oh, no!
Brand new big thing to...
Rest of us.
Oh, that's gutting.
You're doing well.
Sorry. I think Alan's having a breakdown.
He's passed out in the lifeline.
Alan!
Have I said it? I didn't, did I?
I despair. I actually despair.
I'm sorry.
Big weekend! Ah, big weekend! Big, big, big! Biggity, biggity, bong! Big weekend! Wickety, wickety weekend!
Just a reminder of some of the meltdowns that happened yesterday. Thanks to Radio 1's Big Weekend. Sarah Cox, I think, is my favourite one.
Have I said it? I didn't, did I? Oh, no!
What's that noise? The Scott Mills Daily. Do you know what I really want to do on Friday? I want to do some more of these calls with those numbers in your phone and you don't know who they are, but they're normally put in as their name and when you met them, or their name and what their use was to you at the
yeah,
time.
Their use.
It sounds awful. Like, for instance, I've got in my phone, as we discussed last week, a girl called Vanessa Jurex. That's not her name. Her name is Vanessa, but she works at a condom company, a famous
exactly.
one. And I don't remember her unless I put that. Often, who was your one?
Okay, I don't want to go over it again, but there's actually quite a few in my phone. So let's say you meet someone abroad.
Let's say that happened.
They might save, their name might be in the phone as, say, Jenny.
Mm.
Kavos. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, and you then meet these people.
You meet these people and then you get back to Britain. Don't remember them at all.
No.
Jenny Kavos.
And you see them in your phone and you just want, you sort of want to, like, a reminder of why you first met them, or why they're in your phone, or how you got their number.
You just want to know why you put that in the phone at the time, is that?
Yeah.
So what we did last week on Friday was call some people back and say, do you fancy ringing them up and seeing where you remember them from? And we did a couple. We're going to do some more on Friday. So if you go through your phone book now, go through your contacts, I bet you there's a couple in there that's like Dave, taxi, or whatever, and you don't remember who
it is. Yeah, or like story ones. Do you remember like Sexy Josh, I Want to Dance With Him? Like where it's quite romantic.
Yeah.
And you've entered these big long things in your phone.
But like, when you look back, you're like, I've no idea.
Not a clue.
So text me 81199 if you've got someone in your phone now and you're like, no, don't remember who they are. And then what we'll do is get you to call them and see if you can work out where you met.
Mm.
This is a great idea. I love this. We're going to make it a little Friday thing, I think, for a few weeks. So let's do it. 81199.
Sorry, I found someone in my phone the other day called Rob Farm. And it's like, what possible reason? Like,
was that when you were at the Young Farmers gig the other night?
Oh, that might be it, actually.
Rob Farm.
Good point. Yeah, good point. That might
is it
actually.
Rob from the farm?
I think it is Rob.
Right,
Farm.
Okay.
Problem solved.
Glad I've worked that out for you.
Oh, no. I've just had a text from Rob Farm.
Oh, no!
That's really awkward.
What's Rob Farm saying?
Rob Farm here.
And that's it?
That's it, yeah.
But does he...
Well, because he's in my... He's obviously knows that he's the Rob that I would have met at this.
But was it at the Young Farmers do you went to?
Yeah, so I've just awkwardly texted by, hi, it wasn't you, mate. But now I've...
Well, it clearly is, because
so
you just said it.
That's words
right, can I just remind you, the Radio 1 goes out everywhere.
I forget.
Goes out everywhere, across the whole UK. And you can get it on this thing, on like the internet. It goes across the whole world.
I know.
Really good.
We got a nice email in a few days ago.
Sure.
And it's like, it's someone who's had a picture with you, and you look very smiley in it, but it looks like you're halfway through dinner.
I probably was.
And it's just someone who's emailed in.
Oh, who's that?
Gary, who's emailed in saying, thank you so much for having... this picture with me.
Yeah.
Right? I've just seen that. And there he is. Do you remember him?
Oh, I do, yes.
Yeah.
He was in a band.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. He gave you his album, Searching for Pie.
That's right.
I think the name of the band. Anyway.
They're really called Searching for Pie.
That's what he's saying. Or it's the name of the album. Either
just to let you know, Gary, I still have the album in my car.
Okay. But... this picture here, I was sort of intrigued by it, because are you like halfway through dinner?
Yeah, you can see there's some plates. I'm definitely, halfway through, I think, my main course at this point.
You see, I've been with you before where people have come up to you and they're like, Scott, can I have a photo? And you will never say no.
Never,
you're
no.
a really nice guy.
Well, thanks.
And you love it, in particular, when you're eating dinner, don't you?
Yeah, I do, actually.
And someone comes and asks for
Yeah, that's my favourite bit.
A photo.
Yeah.
And it just reminded me, weren't you telling me that, didn't the other day, weren't you shopping?
Oh, no, I was, I just come out of the gym and I heard this bloke go, it was clearly a bloke, going, do you mollycoddle your tulips and smooth them bank? And I turned around like, what the? And it's just some bloke who went, ah, I thought you'd like that. It's like, thanks very much.
You see, that looks like quite a nice restaurant. And what I really want to encourage people to do is, oh, it looks like a nice one.
Lovely pub, country pub.
I really want to encourage people in future, like, don't ask for a photo, Scott. Just shout that at him.
Do your Molly call your tulips, answer them back.
Because that just would have been legendary in that environment.
Literally made me jump when this guy did it the other day.
Yeah.
So is that a new thing that people are shouting now?
I think so, and I really want to encourage it, because I really like the idea that wherever you go now, someone just shouts at you.
Thing is, I always get shocked by it, even though it's kind of like, it happens.
It was
like,
one of our favourite innuendos.
It still really makes me shocked. Yes, from Gardener's Question Time. It was on Innuendo Bingo ages ago.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips? And Swithenbank.
He was really, really pleased with himself.
And I know that's Greg James's, one of his favourite innuendos from where he plays the game with us.
Yeah, he likes it.
But I just really like that idea that if you do ever see Scott out and about, just make sure you really belt that one out.
Do you mollycoddle your tulips? And Swithenbank.
Every time we mention this, so many people get in touch with what they've got these people in their phone as. Like Michelle Hot Curves.
That's great.
Bloke that texts that in doesn't know who that is. And Jamie in Cornwall, he's had Buttery Gary in his phone for the last 2 years. No idea where he met Buttery. Mm. Steve Money, Cavos. It's Dan from Portsmouth. Just had it saved as Steve Money, Cavos. Didn't remember who it was, so text the number when he got back home. Turns out it was a bar owner in Magaluf, and for some reason he tried to enter some kind of business deal involving buying his bar in Cavos.
Oh, my word.
He says,
Stay away, I think.
I'm 21 with no money and literally have no idea how to run a pub.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Let's maybe not call him again. Guy from the bar? That's from Erica in Bradford. Radio 1 is getting me through my A2s today.
I quite like that, actually, where there isn't even a name to go with. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Where there is just a description, guy from bar.
Bloke in hotel. I also quite like the person that was saved as Jamie Thailand, and now they've just celebrated their first wedding anniversary together, and this is the best bit, when they're still in their phone, even after they got married, as Jamie Thailand.
Yeah, I bet there's so many people in relationships who haven't changed it.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
It is quite sweet.
And funny.
It is really good. Now, I want to take you back to last week, where one of our listeners, Rachel, called a bloke in her phone who was saved as Sexy Josh, I love him and I want to dance with him. So, called him up.
Josh, it's Rachel.
Rachel.
Rachel, I've got your number saved in my phone. It's Sexy Josh, so I thought I'd give you a ring.
Cringe.
Do you remember giving me your number?
Yeah, I think so.
You do?
Yeah.
Where were we?
Do you not remember it? It was magical.
No, I'm just trying to. I'm finding it hard to remember.
I think it is in Oceana.
Oh, okay. Wow, I need to stay out of Oceana.
She goes there quite a lot. Now, do you remember when we first started asking for these? A lady came up called Fish Pie Sue.
Yes, this is my favourite one. It's my favourite name.
One of our listeners got in touch, and she's got a Fish Pie Sue in her phone. Doesn't know who she is. Now, let's try and find Fish Pie Sue on Friday, shall we?
Yeah, please.
I would really like that. In fact, what we've been doing, because we don't actually have a title for this feature yet, is we've just been calling it Fish Pie Sue.
I'm adamant that stays.
I'm quite up for just calling it all the time.
Yeah.
And coming up at 2:30...
Fish Pie Sue.
Fish Pie Sue. I quite like it. Let's do some more of these on Friday. Some more Fish Pie Sues.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sarah Cox.
Hello, Scott Mills.
You right?
Yeah, it's nice being able to talk normally to each other, isn't it, today?
That was
worrying about saying big all weekend.
Awful yesterday.
We can do that game again.
No. Absolutely not.
You know what? I don't think I said big once during the show earlier on.
It's because you're spent.
Yeah.
You've done it all. It was like we didn't know each other, though, that chat yesterday. It was like, hello, Sarah. Hello, Scott.
It was awkward. It was like exes bumping into each other at a Lidl.
I was so worried about saying it.
Oh, it was horrible.
Ah, feel free. Okay, let's play Real or No Real. A selection of items. Some of them are real. Some of them we just made up. But which is which? Play along at home for 10 Scott Mills points, each one you get right.
Katy Perry's cat is called Kitty Purry.
Pick up yourself, naming your cat after yourself.
Sounds like a tribute act to Katy Perry.
Yeah. Oh, Kitty Purry. Yeah, I didn't really get that. Kitty Purry.
Yeah. Is this not what it is? Is this why she's got that particular cat? It was found in a, you know, it's an incredibly talented cat. Do you know what I mean? She's found it when judging a competition or something. Just
possibly.
What,
and said, give me that cat, I like it.
Yes.
She can't just demand people's pets because she's a pop star.
A tribute cat
Mind
to Katy Perry.
If Katy Perry wanted Snoop, she could have it. Well, anyone can have Snoop. Can I put that out there? Not really. I love my dog. disclaimer.
No, but you know what? Snoop Dogg probably would. Because that's the equivalent,
yes.
Isn't it?
If Snoop Dogg saw Snoop my dog,
yeah,
there'd be a connection.
He's Snoop Lion now, though.
Oh, yes.
He's what?
Snoop Lion.
He's gone reggae.
Has he?
He's found his reggae soul roots. Well, okay. Not his reggae soul, that's confusing. His reggae roots.
Roots, yeah.
I like it when people rebrand like that.
Mm.
He still does dog sometimes, though. He sort of flip-flops.
Because he had that range of dog snacks out for a while, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
And they won't sell as well. Well, you can't do lion snacks. Not as popular.
So you're saying, like that Lady Gaga tribute that I played with a couple of years ago, maybe Gaga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This one is a tribute cat.
Or so, Tyneside Psy.
Real, yeah. Or no real?
Real, I think, because I think she's a little bit self-obsessed.
I'm going to say real on this one as well.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next.
The first man to survive going over Niagara Falls later died from slipping on an orange peel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awful. So did he go over in a barrel? That's the usual shtick, isn't it, over the falls?
I think that's in cartoons.
Oh, is it? Don't people do that?
It's like, where do people find the barrels? Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were going to go.
In a large keg.
I don't think that happens anywhere except for cartoons.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's disappointing.
What about that big weight that falls down on that
the anvil?
Yeah, the anvil. Does that exist?
No, and also... Also, it's deceivingly difficult to slip on banana skins, which I tested out.
Why did you test that?
Well, because it always in cartoons, you see someone go over a banana skin and they just go...
Yeah, no, I get that, but was it for a feature or just for your own satisfaction?
I can't remember. Was it round yours or
I think it was weird. We were just bored at my house. I mean, I wonder if that actually happens. It doesn't. It's really hard to slip on.
Are they not that slippery?
No,
not really. Then they offer friction.
But an orange peel... He died after slipping on an orange peel.
It's unfortunate, isn't it?
Really,
especially
sad.
After achieving such greatness by going over Niagara Falls like that.
So real or no real is what I'm asking you.
I'm saying real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. Yeah. He went over in a barrel. He was a stuntman.
He did go over in a barrel.
Yeah. Later did a comedy fall on an orange peel, but got cut and then died of gangrene.
Oh, okay. Well,
very unfortunate set of
really,
circumstances.
Really, really sad.
Yeah.
His family should have, like, oh no, that's a bit dark.
Think before you speak.
I was saying they should have put him, once he died, at the bottom of something more exciting, so they could have said, instead of slipping on some orange peel, you know, like Grand Canyon or Blackpool Tower.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And next.
In 2004, Carol Vorderman did a nude photo shoot with only two consonants and a vowel to hide her modesty.
Oh, fantastic.
Not one of these.
So there was definitely a W in there.
Yeah.
I'll have a W, please, Carol.
So there was a what? One vowel and two consonants.
So we do these now and again because most celebrities at some point have had to do a nude photo shoot.
Have you been nude?
We've discussed this before.
No, I've alluded to nudeness.
Mm.
But what does that
mean? Not been actually nude.
What did you have covering?
Quite sheer things on. Oh. Yeah, back in Led Meg's days.
Was that when you were modelling, Sarah?
Oh, don't bring up my supermodel career, guys.
Sorry.
It's really embarrassing. I just try to be a normal gal.
I know. But it happened. Yeah.
But you weren't being covered by, say, things relevant to you?
No, there was like a pair of headphones here and like, you know, a pop shield there.
Yeah. Lovely.
Have you ever worn a pop shield?
It's
one of these that we put, one of these furry things that we put
on the microphones.
Mic.
I call that a muff. Is it?
Well,
is that not the technical
I nearly
name?
Did, but I then refrained.
They are called pop shields.
Pop shield.
They make you not pop the microphone.
I see. But no, I've never posed nude with anything in front
of me.
Have
you done it, Scott?
I got asked a couple of times, Sarah, but no one wants to see that. So I declined, politely declined. made my excuses.
I think there's a demand for it.
I think there is. There's a demand for everything.
There is no demand for that. Real or no real, Carol Vorderman knew with some vowels and consonants.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, sorry, Carol. Because she's quite a goer. She's a real, like, she's a real looker, isn't she?
Oh, yes.
She's blossomed in later life.
I know. Imagine waiting till you're 50.
And then suddenly, da-da.
That's what we're hoping for, isn't it? But we've got ages to wait.
That's right, because we've got our holiday, which we're going to book.
Where we going to? And we're still doing our surgery safari.
Yeah, we are. That's happening.
Sounds horrendous.
What happens is you have the surgery, then they bandage you up, and then they whirl you out, and you get to see the elephants and rhinos.
Go and see
the big five.
Well, we're all bandaged up. It was either that or I was going to get a new bum in Bulgaria.
I know, because that's apparently, it's much cheaper. And next.
Last month, Sarah Cox was papped outside BBC Broadcasting House trying to discreetly correct a wedgie.
This one here?
Yeah.
Ooh. No, but I tell you what, when I was doing my show the other week, I did correct a wedgie, and I got eye contact with a chap who's always sitting at the same desk across the offices, and we now can't look at each other.
Why are you on air?
No, like during a song. I went and had a cup of tea at the door, and I was like, oh, and then I looked him in the eye like I meant to look at him, and he looked at me, and then it was just, I just can't.
Did he nod at you? As in, like,
mm-hmm.
No,
carry
we
on? Can,
well, as you were.
Yeah.
I don't think I did it outside, though, no.
No?
No.
When was the last time you were aware of a camera lens?
Well, have you got evidence here? I'm getting a bit worried now.
I'm just asking.
No, I don't think so.
No? Mm. Okay. I might have the picture here, actually.
Sure, oh. You're such a wind-up.
They've got long lenses.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to say real, sneaky paps.
No, I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, sorry, made you panic a bit. You never know.
You never knew.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Sarah Cox.
I only scored 10, Sarah scored 30.
Yeah!
Wow! Boom!
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 Sarah Cox is back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 10 a.m. Thanks, my love.
Thanks, my darling.
We are back tomorrow at 1 o'clock on BBC Radio 1 with Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. If you can't listen live, then get this handy Scott Mills Daily Podcast. See you tomorrow. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.